BlogTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show.
Make it real, 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 real. Been working to blow your mind.
I'm going in, setting my sights high, let it go and then let them know how it go and win. Maybe kicking lights out, then I go again. Gotta blaze the route.
The goal of this episode of Monday Night Raw was teamwork. And can you get along with another person? I know I can get along with my co-host Lindsay Ward.
Occasionally. Sometimes.
Most times.
Most times.
And we get along to do the Raw Post Show live right here on a Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. So yeah, that was the theme of the show. It opened up the show. Stephanie and Mick wanted all the people to get along. So they paired them all up. You had, at one point, the one match was Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns taking on Cesaro and Sheamus, because they wanted Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns to get along. And they got along for the most part in their match, you know?
For the most part.
For the most
part. Not totally, but for the most part.
For the most part. For the most part, they got along when they took down Cesaro and Sheamus. We should mention in the beginning segment, it appeared that Sami Zayn had enough of Cesaro and Sheamus.
He is so done. He's so completely done with their crap.
What we learned in the beginning segment was Mick Foley likes to be Enzo Amore.
And Enzo was like, hey!
So they did a shuffling back and forth exchange. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
They did a dance-off.
A dance-off. Is it really a dance or is it just a shuffle?
I think it's more of a shuffle, but
either way. So Enzo Amore and Big Cass would team with Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, because they all have to get along to take on the Shining Stars and Goldust and R-Truth. And that match was really, really long. And the finish, so the tease going for Air Enzo, but Gallows went, and Anderson went, or I said, yeah, I was waiting for some. Gallows was like, no, I'm going to take the pin. Sorry. They teased getting along, but they didn't. It's pretty much how that happened.
Pretty much how it went. Enzo looked like somebody shot his dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not nice.
They also wanted to see if Braun Strowman, Chris Jericho, and Seth Rollins could get along when they took on the New Day. And to get along, Chris Jericho had gifts. The Scarves of Jericho. He gave a scarf to Seth Rollins, who is not a scarf man, which then Tumblr disproved.
Because he is a scarf man.
Because he is a scarf man. But he did not want Jericho's scarf. Braun Strowman was like, I don't want that box. I want your scarf. But Jericho's like, no, this is a $750, but oh, okay, fine. Just to show how good of a person I am and all that, I'll give you my scarf. And then Braun ripped his scarf.
Because Braun can't have nice things.
Braun, he don't like scarves, and he doesn't like Jericho. But they were able to get along to take out New Day. This was a really good match.
This was a good match. This was very entertaining. Braun just, like, took out New Day. Single-handedly, like poor Xavier Woods. Poor, poor, poor Xavier Woods.
Braun's a big dude.
He needs love tonight. Somebody give Xavier Woods some loving. And hey, Bray Wyatt was there, so maybe he could, you know. Because I'm not going to let that die, damn it.
No one's going to let that die. No one. Speaking of getting along and even proving oneself, Bo Dallas doesn't believe, or believe, that Sami Zayn deserves the shot at the Intercontinental title. So he wanted a match with Sami Zayn. Bo and his sort of beard lost to Sami Zayn.
Somebody get Bailey to give Bo a hug. Like, legit, Bo needs a hug in the worst way. The child just needs help.
Brian Kendrick was trying to rally the Cruiserweights and say he was going to stand up for them, and Sin Cara was like, we don't like you, so we're going to have a match. Sin Cara versus Brian Kendrick. Brian Kendrick won. This went really long, and it wasn't that great.
Yeah, this was just okay. I mean, they're trying really hard to sell the fact that the Cruiserweights are not going to SmackDown, but seeing as they've already announced 205 Live, and they've already announced that 205 Live will be taping with SmackDown, it's a little hard to buy into it.
It's, why do the Cruiserweights care what show they're on? It's like, why do they care?
They're not technically a part of Raw. They're not a part of SmackDown. They're their own division. They're their own thing. And they're getting their own show.
They get paid nonetheless wherever they wrestle, whether it's on Raw or SmackDown. Saved by the same just amount of people. And, you know, they really shouldn't care whether Brian Kendrick wins or not. I don't know. That's just me. Oh, and going back to the Jericho thing, how did Jericho have a gift when he only learned about the match 10 minutes prior?
I told you, he brought them back from Europe.
Whatever. I don't believe you, but okay.
He went Christmas shopping.
For himself?
Yes.
So he just gave out his ratty gifts to everyone else?
Yes.
So he re-gifted?
Yep.
Chris Jericho is a re-gift. Okay.
You asked for an explanation. I am providing it.
I did ask for the explanation. I'm not sure if I accept the explanation, but I'll take the explanation. So the theme continues of getting along. Charlotte had a team up with Sasha Banks, and the two faced Nia Jax and Alicia Fox, but that's not the story. Well, it is part of the story, but they had a great backstage promo hyping up their match.
There was a lot of ladies, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, please don't smack each other before your match, but yes, it was awesome.
Charlotte was preaching to Sasha Banks about being the captain of the team, not being able to get along with her teammates, and they wanted each other to check their attitudes at the door, and she says they're going to prove they're better in SmackDown, said Sasha, but on Monday she's coming back for the title. We'll see. I liked it. I thought it was really good. Then we got the match a little bit later in the show. Charlotte was in there with Nia, and Charlotte wanted to tag out, and Sasha was like, go do the thing. You got it.
She wanted none of Nia at that particular moment.
Yeah. Sasha made Alicia Fox tap out in that one. Bailey was on commentary, and then after the match was trying to stand in the middle, like, playing peacemaker. She was trying to give out hugs.
Go hug Bo Dallas!
Then we had 10 security men in the ring. 5 looking one way, 5 looking the other way. There was one dude who had this look on his face like he's about to be screwed from both ends.
He legit looked ready to cry the entire time. Like, he's just, you see it on his face. He's regretting every single life choice he's ever made, and he doesn't know if it's coming from the front or the back first, but he knows he's about to get screwed.
Brock was on one side, Goldberg was on the other.
You should know Brock was the behind. What? You have to clarify these things.
I know, but anyway. God, I'm not trying. Anyway, moving on. He says, trying to keep this on the rails.
Rails! What rails? We don't believe in rails.
Just like Lindsay just threw me off, the Goldberg chants were throwing off Paul Heyman, and so was Goldberg, because anytime Paul Heyman started to talk, Goldberg would tell him to shut up. Because it's not about Paul Heyman, it's about Brock and him. And Paul Heyman was great. Like, he was like, I'm lost, I'm going to start over. So he starts to spiel again, and he gets told to shut up again. And Paul Heyman build up Brock Lesnar, talk about all the people he's conquered, including a phenom, an icon like John Cena. And Goldberg interrupted, basically saying, yeah, he has a great list. But you know who's not on the list? Me.
Well, Goldberg, you just made the list.
It would be good if I had the volume up.
You just made the list!
There you go.
Heyman said the security won't be there until Sunday. Goldberg said he heard what Heyman said about his family, and Brock said about his family. Goldberg said next time Heyman mentions his family, he's going to rip his head off and feed it to Lesnar. Heyman apologized for raising his voice, and Brock was like, no, don't. And there was one point where the Goldberg chants were getting out of control, and Brock's like, shut up. And Heyman had an offer. He said he knows people never take them. And, but he offered him, it's fantasy versus reality. And he told him just to, you know, not fight his beast because the beast is getting pissed off and violent. And he's going to beat him, victimize him, and conquer him this Sunday at Survivor Series. Brock was done, so he shoved the two security guards, and the one with the scared face got shoved so far he flew out of the ring. And then Goldberg destroyed the security. He wanted Brock. Brock's like, nah.
Brock was like, peace, y'all, I'm out.
There was a great camera. Someone had a giant Colt Cabana face, and they quickly panned the camera out so do not get the Colt Cabana face. Of course, they did not want Colt Cabana's face, ruining the Brock Lesnar Goldberg stare down. So well done, production crew. But if you want to hear from Colt Cabana, go to RockRadioShow.com. Brock leaves. Goldberg opposes. I thought this was really well done. I think the entire build of Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar has been really well done. I don't know how the match will be, but I like the build. They've done a good job.
They've done a good job with it. Again, not sure how the, like you said, not sure how the match is going to be, but the build has been, I think the build has been better than the last time.
Because last time they didn't care. This time they actually, Goldberg actually cares.
Yeah.
So, I thought this was really good, and we'll see what happens on Sunday between the two men. Though the one spot moment in the whole thing was Goldberg tore off his shirt to make sure he looked strong. He held his arms so awkwardly at his side. Because his hands were just, arms were too, was just regular on his side the entire time. Then he rips off his shirt and he's trying to do muscles the entire time. It looks so awkward.
But at least he tried.
He did try. He did. I will give him that. So, main event segment. It's the Survivor Series Summit. Stephanie and Foley in a ring. Shane comes right out, brings with Daniel Bryan with him. They shamelessly promote SmackDown Live, the 900th episode, with Lindsay's date, The Undertaker.
You better not be late.
And the rated R superstar, Edge.
I'm getting my hair done just for this.
So they went back and forth. They took shots at one another and how Shane, you know, like, it just panders and jumps off of tall structures. That's what Steph said. And Brian's like, well, that applies to Foley to a T. And Foley smirked and's like, yeah, he's right about that.
I mean, you cannot argue with that. You can't. I'm sorry, you can't.
Brian said Shane's on the team because he's a real leader who brings people together, unlike some people he knows, taking a shot at Steph. And they, you know, they hyped up everything. They took shots back and forth. And then they brought up how, you know, Daniel Bryan's called them lazy. And, you know, but they brought up how the women made of it are all and Hell in a Cell. And, well, Bryan was like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens on Sunday. And then Steph brought out Team Raw. They surrounded them. And, well, Bryan was like, yeah, did you think we were alone? Because out from the crowd came AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and James Ellsworth, Bray Wyatt, and Randy Orton.
Honestly, truthfully, Bray can teleport. I don't understand why Bray couldn't suck up his pride this one time and just teleport everybody there. It would be so much easier.
That would have made for a cooler little thing, but they didn't.
And, like, the second Bray walked out, he wasn't looking at anybody but Braun, and Braun's just standing there like, oh crap, Dad's here. Oh, crap. Dad's here. I'm screwed. I'm so screwed. Somebody hide me. And they just, stared at each other for 5 minutes. Bray's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm so going to kill you.
So, Kevin Owens welcomed AJ Styles to the Kevin Owens show. He said his title, AJ's title means nothing on his show. Styles was like, I'm the world champion. And where he's from, Owens' title is just nothing more than a paper champion. And they, you know, Owen, he said he's the champ that runs the camp, and he's the, whatever the other line is. Owens says, great, you stole someone else's catchphrase. Well done! Styles said the only thing Owens has proven that he is stuck on Chris Jericho's sugar tit.
And Kevin Owens proceeded to grope Chris Jericho on Monday Night Raw.
Right on his sugar tit.
Right on his sugar tit. Like, Kevin Owens just reached out and grabbed Jericho right by the boob.
He did.
It was awkward and amazing all at the same time.
Then they had a man hug.
And everybody's just standing there looking at them, trying so hard not to laugh.
Right. So, and then, you know, AJ brings up how Jericho turned his back on him, and then, you know, how he's going to do it to Owens. He'll be put on a list, and Owens, Jericho's like, you're a stupid idiot, and this is the big leagues, you're all the way down here on SmackDown, we're all the way up here. And, well, he officially...
You just made the list!
Put him on the list. And then he pointed to the... He also put AJ Styles' soccer mom hair...
You just made the list!
On the list as well. And then pointed to Ellsworth, and who is that? And it's like, they start chanting his name, and we have a lost child at ringside. Would the parent please come get the child? And so the weird-looking guy... Jericho said,
"You just made the list!"
And this is where Bray Wyatt took over. Bray told Braun that he gave him the keys to the kingdom, and this is how you repay me? You abandoned me. And he said, "This Sunday, we will destroy the monster that I created." Braun stepped up in Bray's face, and then Randy stepped up in Braun's face.
It was all kinds of awkward and amazing. And, you know, Randy's got to look out for Bray because Luke isn't there.
No,
they did not bring Luke this trip because I'm pretty sure Luke would have killed Braun.
Mm-hmm.
But Luke was sitting in a hotel somewhere else, like glaring at the TV, yelling profanity, I'm sure. Or he was asleep. Probably asleep.
Rollins said Shane is a nice guy, but not a tough guy. He said Shane has no idea what he and Reigns are capable of when they're on the same page. You know what? And then Ambrose is about to talk, and it's like, screw it, goes after Rollins, we all fight. Everyone fights with one another. Strowman took out Shane. Then Styles and Ambrose took over and took out Strowman. And then Super Shane knocked Strowman over the top rope. Ambrose did a suicide dive on the Rollins. Jericho knocked Styles out off the apron with a springboard. Orton gave Jericho the RKO. Reigns hit Orton with the Superman punch. Bray Wyatt comes in, goes for the Sister Abigail, does not hit it.
But he got a huge pop.
Oh my god, the pop Bray got was amazing. Fans love Bray Wyatt, just pointing this out. Roman got booed. He hit the Superman punch and it was like, oh, the crowd went dead for that. Styles then cut Reigns off, set up for the Styles clash. Rollins came in, hits the pedigree, and then Stephanie was, you know, looking at him and go, come on guys, come on. Said, raw. And then they went, powerbomb, powerbomb. So we got the Shield powerbomb onto the members of the Team SmackDown on the outside. As Team Raw stood tall.
Which means, you know, Team SmackDown will stand tall tomorrow on SmackDown when Team Raw shows up on the cutting edge. And then they proceeded, as they're yelling at each other, SmackDown from the ramp, Raw from the ring, Bray Wyatt is just like, oh no, 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 I'm just gonna kill you all right now. And he proceeds to walk back down to the ring, and it's like, for the love of God, somebody grab him and just bring him with you. Because he wanders off frequently.
Yeah.
But this, honestly, Jericho groping Owens was like the best moment of the whole show. That and Dean. Dean and Seth. You cannot take Dean and Seth anywhere. 5 minutes, guys. You were together 5 minutes. One shot. And Dean is like, nope, done. And just smacks the crap out of Seth. They're 5-year-olds. Literal 5-year-olds.
They really are.
Entertaining 5-year-olds, but literal 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Roman's just like, oh, god damn it, not again.
Oh, and when Jericho was doing his list stuff, they all couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, they all tried. I think the only person that managed to keep a straight face was Bray.
Because that's his deal. The crying of Ellsworth was good. I thought this was a really well done segment. A lot of shots fired, and they sold it well, I thought, tonight. But they did good hype for Survivor Series overall.
I like that they brought the two teams together. It's a little bit more difficult to do the build simply because they're on two separate shows. They don't interact with each other, so all they can do is really take shots on the individual shows. So to bring them together for the two go-home shows is a really smart idea because then you get that interaction, you can build that tension. You know, you tease all the former alliances and friendships and problems that are there because they're there.
Yeah.
On both teams. And it's like, it's intermixed. And, you know, could you have a Shield moment? Could you have a Wyatt moment?
And we got teases of that tonight.
We did. So, you don't know what's going to happen, which is really nice. People could change alliances. People could change shows.
Anything can happen at Survivor Series.
Yup.
Which we will preview Thursday.
Thursday. But Wednesday, you're probably gonna want to watch the Twitters, the Facebooks, the Tumblrs. Hint, hint, wink, wink, it's Total Divas. debuts this Wednesday, which means the Racks Extra Total Divas is back on Wednesday, and we may have a special surprise for you. Wink, wink. But on Thursday, we're talking Survivor Series, we're talking NXT. If there's news, we will talk news, but if not, we are talking Survivor Series and NXT.
With a little SmackDown.
With a little SmackDown thrown in there, but yes. Mainly TakeOver and Survivor Series. So, Thursday, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com. You heard her. Follow it all, because stuff. The Rack Extra.
Stuff.
The Rack Extra. Thanks. The Rack Extra Total Divas premieres Thursday after noon. Then the show live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just get it all officially out there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, for 5 days of WWE 2K17 content, including Monday Mashup, which is debuted today, of Bayley as Finn Balor. Anyway, also The Sims and stuff will be on there as well. Saturday Night Midnight, this is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to this past Saturday night CB Radio Party Election Special, the 3-hour epic. Check it all out, cbradiolive.com. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, apparently Instagram, and so much more. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies, and we'll hear from the victor this Saturday on CB Radio.
Sunday, I was going to say, do we get Jobber's exception speech?
That's the plan. I think. I don't know. I have a blinking light from him at the moment, so we'll find out. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern-ish. To talk Survivor Series, because you know it's a WWE pay-per-view on a Sunday, it goes long. So, we'll be back next Monday, Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern, twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at instagram.com/mbg1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack Extra and the Rack. And we're right back here next Monday, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.